我们今天很高兴啊，神差遣他忠心的仆人沈德莱牧师来到我们的当中，向我们宣讲神的话语。
Today we're very happy that God sent His faithful servant Pastor Shen to preach among us.
沈牧师在退休之前是在八城中华基督教会做主任牧师。
Pastor Shen, before he retired, was the pastor in Baltimore Church.
一年多前他从主任牧师的位置上退下来之后，他并没有休息，在世界各地奔波，做了一个全时间的宣教士了。
A year ago he retired from the pastoral duty, but that past year he became a missionary.
他很有负担去中南美洲，像洪都拉斯啊，像阿根廷啊这种的地方，还去非洲，还去亚洲为主去做见证。
He has the burden to the South America, as well as Africa and Asia.
其实几天前，他刚刚从台湾啊，他们夫妇两个沈师母一起啊，刚刚从台湾赶回来。
A couple of days ago, they just returned from Taiwan.
应该还在倒时差的过程当中哈，他就马不停蹄地赶到我们这里来，来分享神的话语。
Perhaps they feel in their jet lag, but they come to serve.
让我们一起来欢迎沈牧师好吗？
Let's welcome Pastor and his wife.
弟兄姐妹平安。
It's been with your brother and sister.
很高兴在去年的时候来到这里。实际上我喜欢来是因为，一方面是看我们的朋友同工哈，同牧师，然后在这里也看到有几个新的朋友了朋友。
I'm glad I'm here, to preach with you, and also to visit pastor and the familiar faces and some new friends.
那实际上我到今年我去年的时候已经排了时间差不多三月了，都排满了吧。就是你刚好我们是给我的时间刚好这次有好，那就是只有今天。所以我说我跟师母讲说有时差，但是没有问题，所以还是可以来。所以感谢神今天可以跟你们自己敬拜神。
Actually, my schedule is full until March. Pastor asked me for this day. It happened and I'm free.Although we have jet lag, but I'm glad we can.
那我们知道，我们今天整个世界的环境哈越来越乱，而且越来越不安。
We know that the situation in this world today is becoming more and more chaotic and uneasy.
那这个世界呢，实际上最需要的是什么
？What does world need most?
有人认为说最需要的是要经济要改善。
Some say improve the economic situation.
那人心要被改变，
heart needs to be changed.
那环境也要被改变，
environment needs to be changed.
那真的很多地方需要改变。
Yes, indeed, many things need to be changed.
实际上，我们真正需要的是什么
？What we really need.
今天世界上最需要的是平安了。
Peace is what the world really needs.
看到前年就发生在那个乌克兰跟苏联的战争，还有去年。在以巴冲突。
We have seen the war between Ukraine and Soviet Union and the Israel and Palestine.
那又加上那个海峡，台湾跟大陆之间的紧张还在进行。
The situation intensified between the Taiwan Strait.
我们做一个基督徒，我们有这个责任为整个世界的和平祷告。
As Christian, we have the duty to pray for the peace.
因为我们知道只有基督才能够给人真正的平安跟和平。
Because we know only Christ can give the true peace.
他自己已经在圣经很清楚告诉我们，他已经拆散了那个犹太人跟外邦人之间的隔阂。
In the Bible, he said clearly he already tore down the separations between the Jews and the Gentiles.
他在来到这个世上的时候，他就有一个和平的责任。
He had the burden and duty for peace reign to the.
所以他的名字也叫着和平的君王。
He is the Prince of Peace.
按照圣经来说，人最基本的问题是什么？
From the Bible, what is the problem of humankind?
就是因为罪带给世界混乱，带给世界不安。
But sin brought chaotic, which is a struggle to this world.
因为罪让人连离了上帝。
Because sin separated us from God.
如果没有神，世界就大乱了。
If there's no God, there's chaos.
没有神的话，人就不晓得活在世上的目的是什么。
Without God, people don't know what's the purpose to live here.
没有神，人生就没有希望。
Without God, people have no hope in their life.
那英文有一句话，我现在在哪里可以看得到？是特别是，我一直从那边看，说那个屏幕在哪里，有一个习惯。我到台湾去到哪个教会，都是往那边看屏幕，真找不到。看是不是？OK， 好。那这里有人有英文有一句话叫做 "No Christ, no peace"。
It's English saying "No Christ, no peace"。
就是认识基督就有平安。
To know Him, you have.
但是也一个同样的发音叫 "No Christ, no peace"， 没有基督就没有平安。
It's also saying "No Christ, no peace" is the same thing.
除非是转向神，接受他的福音。
Unless we turn to God and accept His gospel.
否则在神之外你永远找不到人生的意义跟真正的平安。
You will never find peace and purpose apart from it.
那什么是福音呢？
What is the gospel?
福音就是一个好消息。
Gospel is good news.
那这个好消息并不是像商业性的促销活动。
This good news is not the commercial promotion.
就是买一送一，就是越便宜就越很多人喜欢。
It's not like buy one get one free.
那这个好消息也不像医学界里面有新的发现的产品或者是处方。
This good news is also not the medical field discovered.
那就譬如说像减肥人的福音，要那个吃药。
That's good new diet pill.
那就譬如说秃头人的福音，哇，那吃了就那个头发就开始来了。
Like a medicine to grow hair on a bald head.
那跟那不一样。圣经上帝给的福音就是来自于上帝的。
Good news come only from God.
是上帝的好消息。
It's good news.
那这个好消息，如果我们把它分享出去，那个叫做宣教。
If we share this good news, it's preach the gospel.
那我们所传的福音为什么是一个真正的好消息呢？我这个讲得很快啊。
Why is our gospel good? It's in 2 minutes.
那因为它有这几个条件。
There's conditions.
那第一个，因为为什么叫真正的好消息？因为跟人类有相关。
Why is it good news? Because it's related to human.
为什么是好消息？是因为人不可能做得到，而且也不能够发明的。
It's because man cannot do it. They cannot invent it.
那第一个好消息就是神成为人。
The first good news is God become human.
就是上帝变成人，就是道成肉身。
The incarnation.
如果没有他变成人的话，我们不可能认识他是谁。
If he has not become a human, we could not know.
如果他不变成人，像我们一样，我们也不可能跟他天父上帝建立那个关系。
If he did not become human, we cannot establish relationship with Father.
那这个呢？也第二个好消息是什么？
What's the second good news?
就是耶稣基督为人的罪代死。
Jesus Christ died for man's sin.
在神面前，我们是该死的罪人。
In front of God, we are the human full of sins and ought to die.
那是因为从神的标准看我们。
Because from His standard, He looked upon us.
我们在神的眼中，在就是圣洁的上帝的那个圣洁的光中，我们都是一个黑暗。
In front of the holy God, we are all dark.
但是只有无罪的耶稣才能够代替我们死在十字架上。
Only the sinless Jesus can replace us on the cross.
而且因着他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Through his blood, we washed away sin.
耶稣的死就解决了人的罪的问题。
Jesus' death resolved our sin problem.
没有人可以解决人的罪，只有耶稣基督。
No one else can.
这是好消息。
This is good news.
第三个，耶稣基督为了我们从死里复活。
The third good news is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们今天没有办法解决死的问题。
We cannot resolve this problem.
也没有办法解决罪的问题。
The problem of sin.
但是耶稣基督解决了。
But He had.
为我们而生，为我们而死。
He was born for us and died.
而且也为我们而复活。
And resurrected for us.
因为他的复活，才给我们真正的永生是什么
？Because His resurrection gave us the
也因为他的复活，我们不再惧怕死亡。
Because of the resurrection, we no longer fear death.
那这些都是，如果传福音的时候，你一定要，你要深深知道我们所传的福音是什么。
When we preach gospel, we ought to know deeply what we are preaching.
因为我发现今天很多基督徒想要传，但是不知道怎么传。
Many of us want to preach gospel, but we don't know how.
有的人会传，但是不知道讲什么福音。
Some people can preach, but they don't know what to talk about.
所以我们要会传的方法，也要会传的内容。
We want to know the method and the content.
如果人家告诉你我们的好消息在哪里，你要很快，你要一定会讲。
They ask you about the good news. You ought to know how to talk.
这是其他宗教所没有的，也是我们基督徒唯一很独特的地方。
This is not other religion have. It's only uniqueness in our Christianity.
那当然还有一个最实际的这个好消息是，我们只要相信就白白得到这个福音。
And one, the last, the practical good news is we only salvation is free given to us.
而且上帝的福音不可能用人自己的方法跟努力来换取的。
God's gospel we cannot replace with its own method.
就像圣经里面所说的，口里承认耶稣为主，心里相信就必得救。
Like the Bible said, we get a claim with our mouth and believe in our heart.
圣经里面讲的好消息是关乎救恩的好消息，也是关于盼望的好消息。
The good news Bible talk about is about salvation, about purpose and hope.
也是关于喜乐的好消息。
And also regarding joy.
那四个福音书里面都记载耶稣基督复活之后。
The four gospels all talk about after the resurrection.
就为教会颁布了一个大使命。
He proclaimed the great commission.
实际上那个大使命就是宣教。
The commission is to preach the gospel.
这个大使命不是专门给牧师来做，或者是给同工们做的。
This great commission is not just for pastor and the.
它是给所有的每一个基督徒的。
This is give to every believers.
主耶稣基督向天父上帝祷告，他说：“我怎样差，你怎么样差遣我到这个世界，你也怎么样差遣我到这个世上来。”
Jesus prayed to the Father, said, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
那另外一个圣经的翻译是这样子：你天父怎么样让我在这个世上有使命，我也照样让他们在这个世上有使命。
Another translation means, "Just as you, Heavenly Father, gave me the mission in the world, as I also given to them a mission in the world."
那传福音就是把好消息分享给人，就是。跟别人有福同享的意思。
Which the gospel is to send the good news, share the good news with others.
只要尝过主恩救恩的人，都会急着想要把好的消息跟自己的朋友分享。
As long as you have tasted the Lord's salvation, you want to share.
我们跟人分享，事实上是上帝赐恩给我们的目的。
We share with others, it's God give us this purpose in life.
你想想看，如果当初没有人把福音跟你分享，你今天不可能认识神。
I think about it. If someone had not shared with you, you would not know him.
你可能从来没有想过。
You have never thought about.
将来如果你回到天上去，说不定在那里有人因为你的缘故而信耶稣上了天堂。
Perhaps someday when you enter into heaven, there's someone know Christ through you.
那其实在那边可能有人会认得你。
Somebody may know you.
如果他会跟耶稣说，哎，这个是我的朋友，我认识他，不是，今天我不能上天堂，是因为他没有把福音告诉我。
Maybe they'll tell Christ that he's a friend, but I didn't know you from
如果你也看到他在那里，而不是而你的朋友没有上天堂，那你怎么想？
If you see a friend but they did not enter into heaven, what would you say?
这就是我们基督徒为什么要在地上的时候，我们要遵循大使。
This is why we have to obey the Great Commission.
我们跟别人传福音的时候，并不一定要先成为一个完全的人。
We do not have to become a perfect human being.
也不需要先成为一个宣教士，或者是一定要灵性成熟了。
Or to fully equip it to become a missionary.
也不一定要全部把圣经，而且读到变成圣经的学者才能够传福音。
Or you don't have to be a Bible scholar.
你只要活出基督的生命来。
As long as you live out
the life. 你用你的生命来影响别人的生命，这就是传福音。
You affect other people's life with your life.
刚刚我们读过的经文告诉我们，有一些人关心他们的朋友。
The scripture was just read about this group of people who care about their friends.
那特别提到那四个人，他们把最需要耶稣的人抬到耶稣基督的面前。
But they mentioned the four people who bring this person who need Christ, bring him to Christ.
他们的举动事实上就是宣教的行动。
Their action is the mission.
他们是怎么做的？
How did they do it?
是我们今天要想的。
We should think about it.
那第一个是什么呢？就是关心周遭的朋友。
Number one, care about the friends who around you.
已经有人帮我那个很好，那我就不用管了，我就很专心的，谢谢你。好，那就是基督徒的爱心很重要。
The love of Christ is very important. Of Christian is very important.
如果一个人心中有爱，你就会关心你周围的人。
If you have love in your heart, you will care about people who are around you.
他们会爱，因为他们体会了上帝如何先爱他们。
They can love because they experience God's love.
今天世上的人并不在乎你的信仰的知识，你的身份多好，你的地位多显赫。
People do not care about how much knowledge you have the Bible or your social status.
他们所在乎的是你的心中有没有爱。
They care about whether or not your heart has love.
你关心他们吗？
Do you care about them?
那你有没有听听他们的心声？
Have you heard what they want to
say? 你有看出他们的挣扎吗？
Have you seen their struggle?
你如果看出来，你就会对他们有一个责任感。
If you have seen them, you will feel this.
你会想办法把福音传给他们。
You will think of ways to preach the gospel to them.
那他们因为看到你的行为好行为，所以他们就会产生好奇，那么你要讲什么，他们愿意听。
Because they see the good deed that you have done, they're interested in what you have to say.
当然，爱是需要付上代价的。
A love must come with a price.
也需要付上时间，还有智慧，还有耐心。
Also with time, with patience and experience.
那使徒保罗告诉我们呢？他说什么？他说：“我们个人务要为灵舍的益处着想，造就他们的信心。”
And Paul says in Romans 15:2, each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up.
这段的经文告诉我们，那四个人不仅有爱，所以关心他们的朋友，把这个朋友抬到耶稣基督的面前。
The story we read, not only these four people have love for the people.For their friends.
第二个是他们相信神能够成就大事。
The second point is they believe that God can accomplish great things.
第五节告诉我们，说耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”
Mark 2:5 says, when Jesus saw their face, he said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven."
经文没有说耶稣看见那摊子的信心。
The Bible didn't say that Jesus saw the paralytic's face,
而是见他们的信心。
But saw the friend's face.
那他们是谁？
Who are they?
就是抬摊子的那四个人。
The four friends who carried.
他们所做的非常伟大。
They did great things.
他们的善行没有人知道，所以他们的名字叫什么？圣经没有记载。
Their action, nobody knows. They're anonymous. Nobody knows their name.
不像今天很多世人想要做善事的时候。想要做什么大事的时候，想要就是一定要让别人知道你做了什么。
Unlike today's people who want to do good deeds, they want people to know.
那其实有时候在教会里面，有时候我们有时候做了基督徒那么多年，我们也很希望别人知道我做了什么。
Even among the churches as Christian, We want people to know the good deed we do.
如果信徒们不知道你所做的，你会很难过。
If people don't know you did some a wonderful deed, you feel sad.
但是我们应该学习这四个人。
We should learn from the four friends.
他们不要求说把我的名字写在上面。
They didn't ask to put my name in the Bible.
有的人甚至要奉献越多，然后名字越大，名声越大。
Some place that they don't, the more they donate, their name card bigger size.
他们不在乎那些。
Their friends didn't
care. 他们在乎的是有人需要耶稣基督。
They care that their friends need Jesus.
而且那个需要的人是此时此刻，不要等。
Right now is have urgency.
他们的所作所为，事实上就是无名氏的传道。
So what they did is anonymous missionaries.
他们是跟主耶稣基督一起同工的好帮手。
They're partaking the ministry with Christ.
耶稣基督不能到那里，
Jesus could not be there.
但是呢，他们可以把那个人带到耶稣基督的面前。
They bring the friends to Christ.
这个就是跟耶稣同工了嘛。
This is partner with Christ.
今天耶稣也在找这样的同工。
Jesus is looking for these kind of partners today.
你或许会说，我的邻居、我的同事、我的同学，要让他们信主是不可能的。
Perhaps you say it's impossible for my neighbor, my colleagues, my classmate to believe.
你想到他们的所作所为，你就会觉得说那是让他们信主，没有人可以相信。
You think about their behavior, you think it's totally impossible for them.
但是主耶稣基督应许我们。
But Christ promised us.
他说，凡靠着他信进到我上帝面前的人，他都能够拯救到底。
Hebrews 7:25 said, Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
因为他是常年活着为他们代求的上帝。
Because he always intercedes.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们不能够轻易放弃我们的朋友。
So this here tells us we should not give up easily.
我们不是要等他们有了信心以后，你才跟他传福音。
We do not wait for them to have faith.
而是你关心的人必须先有信心。
The person who cares must have faith.
就像那四个人，他们有信心，所以耶稣看出他们有信心。
Like the four friends, they have faith first.
你要相信神能够。
You must believe God able.
你要相信暂时没有难成的事。
You have to believe there's nothing impossible.
那四个人不只关心他们的朋友。
The four friends not only care about their friend,
而且相信只有耶稣基督能够。
They believe only Christ can.
而且他们还采取了第三项，就是有用行动来见证他们的信仰。
And the third item is they witnessed faith with action.
那圣经的摊子就是他不能动。
The paralytic in the Bible that he mentioned, he could not move.
必须要人帮助他才能够来到耶稣基督的面前。
He needed help for people to bring him to God.
事实上，今天的世界有很多人，包括在教会里面，有很多人是属灵的瘫痪，属灵的瘫子。
In this world, even in our churches, there's many people who paralyzed.
他们的信仰已经瘫痪了，而且动弹不得。
They are paralyzed in their spiritual life.
你只要注意这些人的情况。
Pay attention to them.
你会发现这些人呢，被罪恶感所瘫痪，所以不敢到教会。
They're paralyzed by guilt. They're not come to church.
这些人是被惧怕所瘫痪，被孤单所瘫痪，被自己的愤怒所瘫痪，所以不敢来到教会。
They're paralyzed by fear, loneliness, even their own anger, so they could not come to church.
甚至有的人是被苦毒跟自卑所瘫痪。
Some of them are paralyzed by bitterness and low self-esteem.
也可能会被其他们家庭的问题、其他的困难、各种困难所瘫痪。
Perhaps their family problem and the difficulties.
以至于他们不能也不敢来到耶稣基督的面前。
So they are not able to come and they are afraid.
怎么办？
What we can
do? 你知道他们的需要。
You know their needs.
你也知道他们动弹不得了。
You know they're paralyzed.
你知道他们正在孤单，正在奋斗，正在挣扎着。
You know they're in loneliness and struggle.
他们需要有人去抬他们来。
They need someone to carry them.
他们需要有人去带他们来。
They need someone to bring them.
他们这些人需要用车子把他送到教会来。
They need some automobile to carry them to church.
把他们带到教会，他们才有机会听见福音。
Bring them to church, they get the chance to hear the gospel.
保罗告诉我们说，我们要爱惜，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧跟外人交往。
Paul in Colossians 4:5 said, "Be wise in the way you act for outsiders."
那这是什么意思呢
？What that mean?
这个是要我们跟未信主人交往的时候有智慧，有智慧与他们交往。
It means when we interact with non-believer, we must have wisdom.
那这个什么叫做智慧？就是能够看出、洞察到他们的困难来。
What the wisdom we need is we can see.See through their struggle and
difficulties. 而且这个智慧是代表能够听得出他们的需要来。
The wisdom is you be able to hear their needs.
而且了解他们的处境。
Understand their situation.
而且你也知道你的时机是要把握的，所以把他们带到教会来。
So you know you got to seize the opportunity.
那个叫做用智慧与外人交往。
That means to interact with others with wisdom.
请问在你的生命中有没有跟你的朋友分享过你的见证
？May I ask, have you testified the witness to your friends?
做父母的有没有跟你的孩子分享你是怎么信主的
？As parents, have you shared with your children how you become a Christian?
我后来发现，在教会里面，有的人到现在还没有把他自己信仰的那个怎么信主的经告诉他孩子。不好意思跟孩子们讲。
I realize some people never shared with their children how they became.
我也知道说有的孩子信主了不敢跟父母亲讲他为什么信主。
I also know some children become Christian afraid to tell their parents.
圣经告诉我们是好消息要分享的。
Bible said it's good news we ought to share.
不分享就是自私嘛。
If you do not share, you're selfish.
更何况我们分享的是来自天父上帝的福音。
Also, this is good news come from God.
其实你对耶稣的爱有多少可以从你是不是愿意跟人分享耶稣可以看得出来。
How much love you have towards God reveals how much you're willing to share.
耶稣的故事在这里，耶稣在故事里面告诉我们什么呢
？What did Jesus want to tell us?
我们不应该在教会成为一个坐着的基督徒，就坐下来坐哈。
We do not.Want to become a Christian only sitting.
然后等别人来到我们的教会，或者是来到团契。
Waiting for people to come to us.
我们应该出去去邀请，就像这四个人出去，把那个摊子把它摆到耶稣基督的面前。
We should be like the story's four friends to go out, bring them over.
那宣教一定要出去。
A mission, we must go out.
我们要离开自己的舒适的那个圈子里头。
We have to leave.Our comfort zone.
那特别是在教会里面，我以前在教会里面，我们有好几个团契，有二十几个，最多的一次是26个团契。
Especially in church, we have lots of fellowship. In my church, most time we have 26 fellowship.
那有时候呢，忙着那个每一次都不同的团契，很忙啊。
I'm very busy among the fellowship.
但是我常常跟教会的团契要挑战的。
I often challenge them.
很多时候团契就越来越大，甚至二十几个了，有的还有一个是35个团契，那个团契一个团契是30几个人。
The fellowship become very big. One of them had 35 people.
我说那个不正常。
I said that's not normal.
我说差不多到七个到八个的时候，就要开始想说我们怎么样分另外一组了。
If we grew to 7 or 8 people, we should think about divided into other groups.
要不然你一直都在那边，非常就很啊，就到最后呢，就是很 enjoy 那个什么啊，就陶醉于这个团契，所以不想到别的地方去了。
You stay there too long, you're indulging among the fellowship members.
其实团契目的就是邀请别人进来，人多了再把它分出去，也是为上帝的缘故，让更多的人到那个教会或团契。
The purpose of fellowship is to bring unbelievers.And to grow them and to divide into other groups.
我们都有所认识的邻居。
We know neighbors.
也有我们的朋友还有同事。
Friends or colleagues.
神已经把这些人放在我们的生活圈子里了。
God placed them in the circle of our life.
上帝在我们的眼睛已经看到他们在我们的周围了。
God created us eyes to see them.
其实那些人在你的旁边就是有上帝的美意。
God placed them among you, have His purpose.
我可以告诉你，世界上 再没有一件事情比这个 更可爱了。
There's nothing else in this world that is more lovely and important.
那就是邀请一个不认识神的人，最后得到 永恒的生命更有意义。
To bring an unbeliever, help them receive the eternal life.
因为你不但在地上得到了一个一生之久的朋友，因为你带他信主，所以你就变成你的朋友，一生之久的朋友。
Not only you gain a lifetime friends on earth.
而且你也在神的国度里多了一位永恒的朋友。
In God's kingdom, you have an eternal friend.
那这个我们难道不喜欢吗
？Do we not happy about it?
上帝要我们这样子做。
God wants us to do.
这四个无名氏的同工还有可贵的地方是什么
？And also, what's the importance of anonymous?
那就是勇于付出代价。
Willing to pay.
当无名氏的同工把摊子带到耶稣基督面前的时候
，When these friends brought the paralytic to Christ，
他们发现人多啊，人山人海，挤不进去。
They find it's very crowded. They can't even get into the house.
在这个时候，他们已经慌了，怎么办？我们现在抬的人已经来了，已经到耶稣基督面前快到了，结果发现那么多的人，怎么办？是不是要选择放弃，或者是再带回去呢？
When they see this situation, said, "What should we do? Should we give up and bring him another time?"
他们没有放弃。
No, they did not give up.
他们下定决心，不见耶稣就不走。
They determined if they don't see Christ, they will not leave.
他们想过，无论什么样的代价，都要把摊子带到耶稣基督的面前。
They thinking, no matter what kind of price they had to pay, they will bring him to Christ.
他们把摊子连他躺的担架一起上到屋顶里面，然后在屋顶上打了一个洞。
They brought the paralytic along his mat he lay on, climbed over the roof.
然后再把这个摊子连担架一起垂下到耶稣基督的面前，耶稣都看到了。
They demolished the roof, then descend the friend to Christ.
你可以想象他们在拆屋顶的时候，做那个洞的时候。一定会引起在场人的一个骚动。
You can imagine the commotion they caused when they demolished the roof.
他们的举动对在当时来讲简直是一个反常的。
Their action is very abnormal at that time.
甚至他们的举动极端到违反任何人可以想象的程度。
Their action is so extreme that beyond people's understanding.
要从打破屋顶到修补，不知道要赔多少钱。
From tear the roof apart to they have to pay to repair it.
但是他们四个人同有一条心，就是打算承所有的责任，他们承担。
The four of them have a unified heart. They will pay.
他们想过，只要摊子可以好起来，一切的代价都是值。
They thought as long as the paralytic be able to walk, all price is worthy to pay.
弟兄姐妹，如果耶稣今天也转向你问你
，If Jesus today asks you the question,
你愿意不愿意不顾一切的代价把你的朋友带到我面前来
？Are you willing to be so reckless, bring your friends to Christ?
每个人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
他是爱我们的，他愿意万人得救的。
He loves us. He wants all of us to be saved.
他不愿意看到有一个人沉沦。
He will not want one get lost.
你想知道神的爱有多大吗
？Do you want to know how wide His love?
你只要抬起头来看看，仰望耶稣基督，十字架上的耶稣基督。
Lift up your head and see the Christ on the cross.
耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，是张开他的双手的。
He stretched out his arms on the cross.
而且他的双手里面带着钉痕。
They were nailed.
因为钉子钉在那里。
He was nailed.
耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus told us.
我的爱就是那么大。
This is how wide and deep my love is.
可能你会说，我很爱我的朋友、我的父母、我的子女、我的同事。
Perhaps you say you love your friends, your family deeply.
但是如果他们没有耶稣
，If they do not have Christ,
他们的人生仍然是空虚的。
Their life will be so empty.
他们在永恒里是没有希望的。
They have no hope in eternity.
你有想过他们的未来吗？
Have you thought about their
future? 你有想过你将来要见耶稣怎么交代吗？
Have you thought about what you're going to say when you see
Jesus? 最后我要讲的是谁可以宣教。
Last, I'm going to say who can be missionary?
当主耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，以得胜的身份对门徒们说。
When Jesus resurrected from the dead, he told his disciples.
他说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
He said that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
那奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptism in the name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
All I have taught you, you have to obey. I will be with you till the end.
我们今天宣教的关键
，The importance of our mission today.
不是因为世上灵魂他们那边的需要。
It's not because the needs they have in their location.
最重要的是因为耶稣基督的权柄。
Because of the authority of God.
耶稣没有说如果你不去，世上的人就不能得救。
And Jesus said, if you don't go, the people will not get saved.
神说的是什么？所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations.
他就是差遣我们出去。
He sent us.
他就是用他自己的治理的那个权柄。
He sent us with his authority.
用他的那个权柄来向我们发号施令，说你们去。
He commanded us with his authority.
你们去是你们是指谁
？He said you go. Who he mentioned?
就是所有的基督徒们。
It's every Christian.
基督徒的责任就是去。
Our duty is to go.
我发现有一个另外翻译，去的意思就是把它活出来。
Another translation is go is means live out.
那活出了什么呢？
Live out what?
就是使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
今天的基督徒都是蒙神选召的儿女。
These Christians are called by God to be His children.
也是跟随基督的门徒。
We are also called to be disciples.
但是也不要忘了是被耶稣基督所差遣的宣教士。
Don't forget that we are sent out as missionaries.
就像主耶稣被上帝所差遣一样。
As Christ was sent out by Father.
我们今天回应神的呼召，不是因为那个宣教的对象的需要。
But today we respond to the calling. It's not because the needs of the.
而是因为那是耶稣的命令跟他的权柄。
It's because His authority and His command.
我们作为他的宣教士的目的，就是对他忠心，实现他的计划，然后呢，直到他的再来。
We become faithful to Him is to follow His command.
我做了宣教了才实际上前时间的宣教才一年多哈。
I become a full-time missionary just one year.
我大概走了好几个，大概六个，去年就去了六个国家。
I've been to six countries last year.
我后来我就发现有一些事情我的地方要更改啊。
But I realized there's something in me I need to change.
也是今天宣教工作上最大的一个危险。
This is the danger in the mission field.
就是把服事主群的需要期待了上帝的呼召。
It's to serve the need, suppress the follow the command of God.
听到了宣教是感人的故事，感动了，我要去宣教了。
Hear the touching story of the missionary, then you wanted to go.
有时候是只有冲动，但是没有来自于那个上帝的呼召。
You just had this compassion, but you did not have.
就是用血气来就是满足那个意味，说他可以帮人家解决问题。
You wanted to go out to solve problems.
甚至是我们把对人的同情掩盖了主耶稣基督的差遣。
Even though your sympathy for the people suppressed God's command.
我们走出宣教是对的。
It's good that we have to go out.
但是不要忘了宣教的最主要的工作目的。
But don't forget the main purpose of becoming a missionary.
并不是满腔热血的举着要改变当地的恶习，提升他们的生活水平跟教育，还有他们的卫生。
Not just becoming this compassion, want to improve their living situation.
也不是要满足对方的需要。
It's not to satisfy their needs.
即使靠我们自己没有办法满足他们的需要。
Because we cannot fulfill all their needs.
即使靠我们自己也没有办法改变他们的恶习，或者是提高他们的生活水平。
Through ourselves, we cannot change their bad habit, even elevate their living
situation. 我们所知道的是上帝能够。
But we know God can.
但是我们做最主要的是因为遵循耶稣的命令。
The main purpose we have to follow God's command.
传福音难不难？
Is it hard to preach the gospel?
那第一位被世界领养布道会所差派到印尼的。作为跨文化宣教的这一位周竹培牧师。
The first Chinese pastor, Pastor Zhou Zhuping, was sent out by World Spiritual Food Evangelist Association.
他不仅被派到印尼，也到日本做过宣教。
He was sent out to Indonesia and Japan.
后来呢，就到北美创办了基督使者学会。
Then he came to U.S. and established the Association of Christian Messengers.
那我最近看到他的那个写的传记，非常感动。
I read his biography. I was deeply moved.
那他无论在跨文化的工作、校园工作、教会的牧羊，还基督化家庭，都留下了美好的见证。
He left a good legacies, in cross culture, campus ministry, church pastoral care.
他生前的时候，经常在聚会里面发出一个震撼式的呼召。
When he was alive, he often challenge people.
他常常告诉他们说，神不是问你能不能的问题。
God not ask you if you can.
而是问你肯不肯。如果你肯，神就能。
If you can, if you are willing, God can.
所以不是说我能不能做，而是你肯不肯。
It's not if you can or not, it's whether you're willing or not.
而且他也经常见证说，若不是主耶稣基督使用我们，我们只是废纸一张而已。
He often testified, if the Lord Jesus had not used us, we were just a pile of waste paper.
今天神也向每一个蒙恩得救的人也发出同样的爱的呼召。
Today, God also sent out the same calling to everyone.
他会告诉你是你为我的缘故，你肯吗？
For my purpose, are you willing?
你为我的缘故，你肯去帮助那个人抬到我面前吗？
Are you willing to bring the friends to in front of me?
人人宣教就是主耶稣基督颁布大使命的重点。
Everybody preach the gospel is the important point of Great Commission.
那退休的人能不能宣教？
Can retired people go become a missionary?
那感谢神，我退休了，我最后发现，哎，可以做宣教。
Thank to God that I'm retired. Yes, I can.
所以我就加入了那个 Living Hope Global Ministry, 就是全球新希望事工。
So I joined the Living Hope Global Ministry.
我发现真的是神引导，一直到今天。
I realize this indeed is God's leadership to.
我发现他呼召我的时候，他就是要使用我。
When He called me, He wants to use.
我也发现他在差遣我的时候，也就是他负责我的一切。
When he wants to send me out, he's responsible for my.
他为我开了一个退而不休的新事工的那个工厂。
He opened the field of retired but not rest field.
他让我在一个退而不休的里面哈，进入生命的丰盛还有甘甜的侍奉。
But he enabled me to enter into the retirement but not rest.Such a sweetness.
我们的时间非常有限的，我们的人生有限的。
Our life is very short.
那我们也不知道什么时候神给我们的命定也是到什么时候。
We don't know which is the last day God allowed us.
那有人说人生的下半场。
People said the second half of the life.
有一本书叫《人生的下半场》，是四十岁开始就是人生的下半场。
There's a book talk about the second half of the life. It started at 40.
那对我来讲，人生的下半场不是四十岁才那个。
To me, it's not 40 years.
我也赞成四十岁。
Even though I agree it's 40 years.
那但是我更体会到，你退休以后的下半场才是你真正的下半场。
The more I realize after you retire.That's the second half.
因为你可能65岁退休，但是如果你活到90岁呢？
Perhaps you retire at 65. What if God allow you to live to 90?
那你那个退休的期间你要做什么？
What are you going to do in your retirement?
保罗提醒我们。
Paul,
我们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Paul in Ephesians 5:16-17, make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
他说不要做糊涂人了，要明白主的旨意如何。
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord wants.
很多人是退休了，但是呢，不晓得神的旨意是什么。
Many of them are retired, but they don't know God's will.
主的日子近了，现在是黑夜已深、白昼将近的时候。
The days of Lord coming is drawn near.
从前有一位放荡不羁的一个女孩子，她生病，病得要死。
Once upon a time, there's a lady lived a reckless life, and she's dying.
那一个叫做 Charles Luther 的牧师到医院去看望她。
Pastor Charles Luther visited her in the hospital.
那因为他那个病之前的时候，他做了很多很多那见不得人的事。
Before she was sick, she lived a reckless life.
那劝他要悔改，他死不知不从的。
Pastor asked her to repent.
因为他觉得说，像我这样犯了那么多的罪，那么大的罪，神还能够拯救我吗？
He said, I have sinned so much. How could I be forgiven?
那耶稣那位牧师呢？路特牧师呢？就很有耐心的劝导他，后来他信了主。
The pastor was very patiently persuaded her. She received Christ.
他接受主的时候，当然心里很释放，而且真的是蛮有喜的。
She full of joy and peace after received the forgiveness.
过了几天，牧师再去探望他了，说：“哎，他怎么变成又愁眉苦脸了
？”Two days later, pastor visited her again. She looked sad.
那问他究竟是为了什么而伤心
？He asked for what reason you're sad.
他说：“虽然我的罪已经被赦免，我知道我已经得救了，但是我的病还是一样的沉重，而且我知道。”不久就要离开这个世界。
I know, even though I've been forgiven, I've been saved, but I'm seriously ill, and I'm going to leave this world.
我是因为信了主，我不怕死的。
I'm not afraid of dying anymore.
因为主耶稣已经拯救了我。
Because Jesus already saved.
但是我在想，当我见主耶稣基督的时候
，But I'm thinking when I see Christ,
我能够带给他什么呢
？What can I bring to him?
我怎么能够空空的手来去见我的主
？How can I go see my Lord?
他想到这里的时候就非常难过。
When she thought about such things,
she
felt sad.
我拿什么东西要见主
？What can I go to bring to him?
他那么爱我
，He loved me so much.
那我要给他什么
？What can I bring to him?
也是那个牧师就安慰他
，The pastor comforted.
他说：“姐妹，你不要难过。
”Sister, do not be sad.
现在我要把你的感受把它当作一个题目，然后写一首诗歌，鼓励别人去布道。
Now I will take your feeling as a topic and do a poem, encourage other people to preach the gospel.
凡是因着这首诗歌而受感动去布道的，那就算你的那一份工作了。
Anyone who's moved by this song and become a missionary will be credited to you.
这个就是那首诗歌的诞生，叫做那岂可空手回天府。
This is the famous hymn come from. Must I go an empty hand?
不少人受感动而愿意出去来传福音。
Many people heard the song, was touched.
它有几个歌词，那个几节的歌词，但是我就录了这个第三段还是第几段的这个歌词。那这个里面的歌词是这样的：主若今日接我。灵魂，我能坦然见主否
？So, must I go and empty-handed? Does my dear Redeemer meet?
缺少珍宝，向主献诚，赎罪大恩，白白受。
Not one day to service give him, lay no trophy at his feet.
他说：“追想昔日虚度光阴，现时岂可再虚度？”
Must I go empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior's soul? No one soul with which to greet him must I empty-handed.
我今奉献全身全心，听主命令行主路。
All years of seeming wasted, could I but recall them?
我们中间有没有人会说这个？有没有？会哈？哎，一二三，你们可以愿意跟我一起唱吗？我们可以独唱好不好？可以啊。就若今日见我灵魂，我能坦然见主佛，接受真宝向主宣称，罪无罪大恩拜拜颂，功上未成我即敬服，何能如此见恩主，为令一人来归耶稣，岂可空手回天父。第二我们看到了，最想昔日虚度光阴，现世岂可再虚度，我今奉献前生前世，听主命令行主动，终生未成我之妻，何能如此见恩主，为令一人来领耶稣，岂可空手回天父，岂可空手回天父。人生很短暂，
Life is very short.
你能做的有意义的事情不是很多。
The things you could do as meanings is very few.
世界上很多事情可以做，但是很有被神纪念的事情不是很多。
You can do many things on this world.
被神纪念的事就是永恒的事。
The God has have me. The things you do have eternal values.
宣教不一定是要越洋过海到没有听过福音的地方。
Missionary work, you do not have to cross the sea, go to other countries.
也不一定要等到你退休或者是有了时间以后才可以做宣教士。
You do not have to wait till you retire, have time to do so.
说不定你不能够做全时间的宣教士，但是你可以做宣教的事。
Perhaps you cannot be full-time missionary, but you can do things that mission relate.
那这些宣教的事呢，你可以透过从参加短宣、中宣、长宣。
You can participate in mission through short, medium, long term.
你也可以用金钱来做那个参与所那个宣教。
You can donate finances to support mission.
你也用关怀来参与宣教。
You can participate in caring.
比如说，你要探访病人，或者是慰问孤单的人，或者是接送有需要的人，带领有需要的人到医院看病，这些也都是关怀。
You go visit people in the hospital, visit the lonely people.
那还有就是以发福音单张来参与宣教。
You can go send out a mission pamphlet.
很多地方都可以传福音的。
Many areas.
我很高兴，我很高兴贵教会有这个幸福小组要准备推展了。
I'm very happy this church has the happiness group to preach.
我相信这是神的心意。
You know, this is the heart of God.
也是神要在你们的教会做新的事，还大的事。
I know that God is going to do great things, a new thing in His church.
求神把那个感动的灵放在我们整个教会的每一个人。
We pray that God moved with His Holy Spirit.
我们能不能够像这四个人一样关心那些属灵的瘫痪，把它抬到基督的面前
？Could we be like the four friends?To bring the spiritually paralytic to Christ.
那不一定是四个人，可能两个人，或者是那五六个人，一组一组按照那个分组，然后来带领人到基督的面前。
Not necessary, just six people, four people could be two, could be six.
把福音，传福音当作是自己人生的使命。
Make this your mission to become a missionary.
也就是对基督爱的一个正确的回应。
This is the correct response to the love of Christ.
有一个牧师在每一个礼拜天下午的时候，跟他的11岁的那个小男孩，在传那个发福音单张。
There's a pastor with this 11-year-old boy go to hand out gospel tracts after church.
那天下午呢，正好下大雨，而且又很冷，所以牧师呢跟他儿子说，我们今天别出去了，因为太冷了。
One day it was raining and very cold. The pastor told his son, "Today it's so cold and raining. Let's not go today."
结果呢，孩子很坚持，他说：“爸爸不行啊，不可能。我想，不可能说因为风而且下雨，那些人就不会下地狱的。”
But the son was very adamant and said, "Even though cold and raining, but some people still going to hell."
那他说：“那些人怎么办？”
What would they do?
那他一直坚持说：“爸爸，就让我一个人去好了。”
So he was so insistent, so dad let him go.
那结果爸爸真的是让他一个人去了。那天下午真的是下雨，而且又很冷。
So did the father did let the son go?
那这个那个十一岁的男孩呢，在镇上的街头看到的人就给他们一张福音单张。
So the 11 years old at the town center hand out pamphlet.
两个小时过去了，他全身都湿透了，就开始觉得发抖啊。
Two hours passed, he was soaked and he was cold and shivering.
但是他手上还有剩下最后剩下的一个传单呢。
And he had one pamphlet left.
他说：“我不能把这个最后的一张那个福音单张带回去，我一定要送给人的。
I should not waste this last one. I must give to someone.
那后来就他就决定说：“哎，那一家转角处，哎，很像。”那边很像有一个门，我应该去那边敲门看看。
So he decided to go the first house down the corner and knock on the door.
所以他就到那边就按门铃了。
So he rang the doorbell.
等了一会儿没有人应门。
After a while, no one answered.
他再来按的时候，哎，也没有动静。
Pressed again, still no movement.
那这时候他准备走了，说，哎，他发现，哎，很像有听到声音呢，那我再等等看。
He was about to leave, but hear a little noise. He decided to wait and see.
一会儿，那个门真的开了，就出现了一张脸色苍白、悲伤的老太太出现。
After a while, the door opened, and the pale and sad face appeared. It was an old lady.
小男孩对他说：“很抱歉，老太太，打扰你了。”
The boy said, "Sorry, ma'am, I'm disturbing you."
我只是想要告诉你。耶稣真的爱你，这是我们教会的一个福音单张。
This is what I want to tell you. Jesus really loves you. This is a gospel tract of
our
church.
这一章里面记载了有关你，你跟我的好消息。
Which records the good news about you and me.
记得哈，耶稣真的爱你。
Remember, Jesus really loves you.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
少年人送完了最后一章。当然他很高兴的就蹦蹦跳跳的回家了。
After delivered the last gospel tract, the young man happily jumped home.
到了那个礼拜，那接下来的礼拜天上午聚会的时候。
The following Sunday, during the morning meeting,
那牧师就问有没有人要做见证，因为讲完道就是他们有习惯让别人做见证，就是说我们中间有没有人要做见证。
The pastor asked if anyone wants to testify.
坐在最后一排的一位老太太慢慢的就站起来，脸上发着光。
An old lady sitting in the last row stood up slowly, her face shining.
那个老太太说：“这个教会里我没有认识一个人，我也从来没有到过你们的教会。”
The old lady said, "No one in this church knows me.I've never been here before."
事实上，上个星期以前，我还不是一个基督徒。
In fact, before last week, I was not a Christian.
我丈夫过世之后，我一个人孤单单的活在这个世上。
After my husband passed away, I lived alone in this world.
上个礼拜天是一个特别冷，而且又下雨的日子，我的心也觉得寒冷。
That Sunday was a very cold and rainy day.My heart felt even colder.
我突然觉得人生没有意义，我下一步怎么办
？I felt that I had reached the end of my life and no longer want to live.
我想我不要再活了。
I do not want to live.
他继续说，于是我拿了一根绳子，然后到二楼的小房间去准备上吊。
So I took a rope, go to the small room in the second floor, and prepared to hang myself.
我站在椅子上。
I stood on the chair.
以那个绳子的那一头绑在上面的木梁，然后另外一头绑在我的脖子上。
One end of the rope is tied to the wooden beam, and the other end is tied to my neck.
我站在那里，准备要把我的椅子踢开，就结束我的悲哀的一生。
I need only to kick the chair away to end myself.
这个时候，我就突然听到门的铃响了。
At this time, I suddenly heard the doorbell ring.
我想等一分钟，等敲门的人走了以后，我再踢掉我的椅子还来得及。
I wanted to wait for a minute and wait for the person who knocked on the door to leave before I kick off.
没有想到这个人很有耐心啊，又在那边按了门铃。
Unexpectedly, this person was very patient and rang the doorbell again.
我觉得好奇怪啊，因为从来没有人会记得我，也从来没有人敲过我的门。
It felt strange. No one remembered me. No one ever knocked on my door.
他就决定到楼下去看看。
So I decided to go down take a look.
我一开了门，没有想到就是一位少年男孩子。
I opened the door. I didn't expect to see a young man.
他笑着对我说：“我只是想来告诉你，耶稣真的爱你。”
He smiled and said to me, "I just want to tell you that Jesus really loves you."
我难以形容他脸上的光彩。
I cannot describe the brilliance of his.
他的笑容就像阳光带给了我。
His smile brought sunshine to me.
他是上帝派来的天使。
He was an angel sent by God.
把光彩带进我黑暗的心灵。
Bring brilliance and light into my life.
他递给我这一张你们教会的福音单张。
He handed me this gospel pamphlet.
我仔细看了以后，我激动了，我哭了，我很感动。
I read it carefully. I felt very excited. I cried.
我决定到二楼的小房间把绳子跟椅子把它拿下来。
I decided to go to the second floor, take down the rope and the
chair.不再需要他们了。这个福音单张的背面有你们教会的地址，所以我今天来到你们的教会。
This pamphlet has the address of your church, so I come.
教堂里面所有的人在场的听到都眼泪都掉了，都是在那个眼眶都湿了。
Everyone in the church has tears in their eyes.
牧师从台上来，那个向他的11岁的儿子。拥抱着他。
Pastor walked towards his 11 years old, embraced.
他那里抱了很久都不讲话，他就掉眼泪。
He held him long time.
有一个人需要神。
One person needs God.
你可不可以就是需要帮助这样的人
？Will you be the one to go out and help him?
那天是小男孩。他跟他爸爸说：“我要去。”
The little boy told his father, "I want to go."
不因为说下雨天冷，没有人会下地狱，还是有的。
Not because rain will stop people from going to hell.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Jesus came to this world.
他拯救了你。
He saved you.
现在是你的机会，要帮助别人。
It's your turn to help others.
教会有一个幸福小组是你们的机会。
The happiness group in the church is
the opportunity for you. 是要把人带到教会的一个机会。
To bring people to church.
我们不要说我没有资格怎么办。
You do not say that I'm not qualified.
你不用担心。
You do not need to worry.
有一位神重用的仆人，他曾经说过这样的话啊，对不起，我没有打在上面。
The faithful servant of God said this.
我英文这样子先念一遍。God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. 意思说，神不会呼召那些有资格的人。
God does not call the qualified, He qualified the one He called.
而是让那些被呼召的人有资格。
People who call answer the call, He will qualify them.
我们蒙恩得救是被呼召来传福音的。
We saved by His grace, we are called.
我们要真正面对的未来是什么？
What we need to face for the future?
我们都有这么一天。
We all have this one day.
都要在神的面前交账。
One day to hold us accountable.
如果我们空手见主。
If we don't see Him empty-handed.
你的心结得怎么样？
How do you feel?
我们怎么能够见这位万王之王、万主之主呢？
How could we see the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords?
愿神赐福他的教会。
May He bring blessing to His church.
好，我们一起做简单的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你不是只有爱我们一个人。
You not only love us only.
你愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
And you want all to be saved, not one get lost.
你为父的心肠到今天从不改变。
Your Father's heart has never changed.
你一直在我们的心门外叩门。
You always knock on the door outside our
door. 我们接受了主。
We received you.
我们蒙恩得救了。
We got saved because of
grace. 现在是我们的机会。
Now is our opportunity.
我们要去寻找世上的人。
We go seek the lost soul.
求神使用你的教会。
May you utilize your church.
每一位众弟兄姐妹。
And every brother and sister.
都听见神的呼召。
All hear your call.
都要回应主耶稣的呼召。
Will respond to your call.
感谢主。
We thank you.
赞美主。
We worship you.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.